Yes.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, my question is concerning the gifts. You know, immediately you started speaking concerning the gifts, I was sitting there and I almost got chained. So for me to stand up and come out and ask.
You have come out now. What's the question?
Okay, my question is, when I newly gave my life to Christ, when I was praying for God to give me the Holy Ghost, I never knew Holy Ghost comes with a gift, and all I was concerned is I want God to change my nature and make me heaven, for me to go to heaven. And when I received the Holy Ghost and had a gift, I don't know how to use it. So all what I see is in my dream, I see myself, you know, conducting deliverance for people. And so physically, I don't know how to use it. So when you were talking about, we will give account of it, and immediately I started.
Do you see vision?
No, I don't. I see small.
Do you speak in tongues?
I don't.
No? Do you hear a voice sometimes speak to you?
I only heard once.
You heard once? Praise God. Yes. Amen. Don't worry. What you should be praying to God, every one of you that have received the Holy Ghost, is, Lord, let me know my gift. Lord, let me know my part in the body of Christ. Lord, reveal my gift to me. Amen. But I can tell you that gifts like speaking in tongue, for instance, speaking in tongue is intercessory gift. God gives you that gift because, remember, every gift is to supply something to the body. You are contributing to the body. Now, while speaking in tongue also edifies you, the speaker. But that gift essentially is for intercession. Because when you pick up a matter to handle, you that have the gift of speaking in tongue, you pray normally, and very soon the Holy Ghost takes over and begins to pray now more perfectly. And the way you will know it is the Holy Ghost, you will know that you are not the one now speaking. You will know that it is, because speaking in tongues is a supernatural action. Forget all this one. Some of these Pentecostals have messed it up. Until somebody can will and say, let me speak in tongues. Throughout today, I never speak in tongues. Forget all that showmanship they do with that gift. They make carnal, application of that. That is a very serious gift. It's a gift that if you have it, look, you are specially blessed. That's why Satan is going to mess it up. It's a very serious gift. Anybody with that gift, if you handle any matter in intercession, it is settled. Because it will not be no more be you. When you start, it will not stop until the matter is settled. The Holy Ghost now takes over and prays perfectly. Prays perfectly.
Actually, as I was saying, I wasn't concerned. I'm not concerned about it at all. All what I want is for God. I was like,
you are correct.
I was saying that how can I have such a gift and I'm not totally,
converted.
I still have some weaknesses. So what do I... So each time I have that vibration, I don't... when you were talking, I felt so bad and...
Thank you. Maybe you are the reason why I spoke it today. You know, ignorance is not good. See, concerning perfection, we will be growing to perfection. We shall be growing to perfection. You don't get perfected in one day. you will be growing. So, while you are growing, you will be functioning within the grace God has given you. And always take note, as you grow in your divine nature, you also grow in the gift. Every gift you have, you grow in it. You grow in it. But if you don't use it, you remain stagnated. The more you use your gift, the better that gift becomes. And if you stop using it, he will also stop functioning. So every gift you have, use it. Speaking in tongue is for intercession. Of course, we also have the gift of prophecy, that the Spirit can speak in tongue and then also interpret. That is prophetic gift. Healing gift, you will know. I have told you, those of you who healing, it starts with a vibration you will have in your hand. If you notice, it's a gift. There is S there. Gifts of healing, because there is no one way of healing. There are many ways. It can be by laying on of hands. You know, it's a gift, whichever way. But that you know that when somebody is sick, there is a sign that comes upon you. And remember, it is a manifestation of the Spirit. So the Spirit will give that manifestation when he wants to use you to heal somebody. Sometimes you feel the pain where the person is having the pain. And then you can know that. I was praying for a sister in my office, I think on Tuesday or so. And I called two people to join me. Another sister from the choir, that she should just, you know, stay back. The sister had a stomach problem. And immediately the sister entered my office for us to pray. This other sister in the choir started holding her stomach. She was in pains in the stomach. Now, I already have experience enough to know that I will be watching her. So I was watching her. I kept praying until I watched this sister. She became calm. Then I knew that it is over. Praise God. So that's why it is gifts of healing. And she must be healed.
So
that is for healing. There's the gift of faith. The gift of faith comes with a boldness. Boldness from nowhere. Person die. He said, lie, lie. He will not die. But the way it comes, you will not realize what came over you until that person comes back to life. That is how it works. Not because now the only person why they trust on me this to help me, you can't die. Now lie, you're not going to die, you're not going to die. Not be that one. That one, lament, you are lamenting. That will not be gift of faith. A gift of faith, it's not even something you will it. It is sudden boldness that comes upon you. Silver and gold have we none. I hope you know that was faith. But such as we have, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And he rose and walked. Amen. And it is not, they have passed, they will pass other people too who are there. Something ignites it. Remember, it is not you. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. That is why, even with the healing gifts that you have, it's not everyone you pray for that will receive healing. So it is still God that decides, okay, I will heal using you. It's not everyone. That is why even you that have that gift, You must pray and be sure that he has come down. And you will know. And that's why we have those manifestations. You feel the fire, you feel a sensation, you feel that this thing, then you can know, okay, he's here. Then you can boldly say, sister, you'll be healed now. When I say you'll be healed now, it's not just saying it for saying sake. And many of us operate our gifts that way. Even those who are prophets, waiting, you don't go die. Because you are able to see the problem. You don't go die. Listen, you will not die. You will not die. What makes you say you will not die? Are you just saying it for saying sake? Or there is something that makes you know you will not die? Now that is how it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You must know the gift that you have. You must know the gift that you have. Somebody recently was brought for prayers. And then I noticed something. You know, the person's case was very horrible. Something. And I battle within myself, you know, to go. And I kept avoiding to pray for the person. And I was very worried. Then a thought occurred to me. And I think I was telling one of the pastors. I say, anytime I see this thing come like this, that person is going to die. I said, that person is going to die. Anytime you see me avoiding to pray for the person, no unction to pray. And me, I don't pray for anybody for praying sake. I said, that person is going to die. But if the person is not going to die, immediately I sight the person, something will come on, pow, and anger will come. And once I pray for that person, the person lives. It's a gift. So you can see it's no more me, it is him. And so you must discover how God uses you. It will be easier with you. I'm telling you, I have insisted a dead person came back to life by that same thing. Come upon you. You know, even after praying for hours, prayer of faith for hours, the person didn't come. And then suddenly, something just came and said, Mala! Kapu! No, it was not me now. Come out my shirt. This person doesn't come back to life. I will resign from the ministry. Everybody stop crying. Now you know a man cannot talk like that. And this time I'm not shouting. I said, I will count four. And you must come back to life. If not, I will drop ministry. I will pastor again. And I counted 1, 2, 3, 4. Shouted the name. And he came back to life. Now you know that was no more me. Because I've been praying for hours. You know. Don't stand up. It's true. He said somebody's in the hospital for long, blah, blah, blah. One of the choir members. And I said, I went there with my wife. And as soon as I went, I saw the condition on the bed. Dio, you were there, your group member. And they called me somewhere in Ogba. And I traced the hospital. And he was there. They prayed all night. The person refused to come back to life. He was in coma. And then, as soon as I entered the hospital, a thing came over me. And I went. I said, everybody leave the bed. I have not come to see this girl. I have come to take her home. As I placed this handkerchief upon her, she will come back to life. I brought the handkerchief and I placed it on her and she came back to life. Now, you know that it's not me. It is him now that came in. I didn't live like that from my house. I want to go and see a member that is in coma for 2 days. Let me go and see. So you must know how he works so that when that thing comes, it is there you can speak boldly. Praise the Lord. So that is the gift. Let's clap our hands for Jesus.